You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says around a third of people aged over 75 take at least six medicines a day, increasing their chances of having an adverse drug reaction. The use of multiple medicines, also known as polypharmacy, has become an important risk factor for side effects from medication use. People over 75 are especially vulnerable, with multiple medication use potentially leading to falls, confusion, hospitalisation and even death. University of South Australia researcher Dr. Emily Reeve is investigating how to safely reduce inappropriate medications prescribed to older Australians.
As people age or get older, they might be started on their first medication for a single medical condition, and at that time that the medication is started, it's appropriate and the benefits outweigh the harm. But over the next 5, 10, 20 years, they'll get prescribed more new medications for more new medical conditions. But when somebody is 20 or 30 years older and they've have new medical conditions, new medications, the benefits and harms of medications might have changed. So, you know, it's that medications often become inappropriate over time.
Dr. Reeve is researching guidelines on the best way clinicians can de-prescribe medications and how these recommendations can be implemented into aged care facilities. The interim report by the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety identified the overuse of antipsychotics in aged care facilities as a major health issue affecting the quality of life of residents. Dr. Reeve also says in residential aged care homes, inappropriate medications account for around 20% of prescription costs. She says her research will focus on how best to make deprescribing a part of a person's treatment plan.
We just see that the stopping of medications isn't a part of regular care. One of the other barriers to this is a lack of deprescribing recommendations in guidelines. And that's what my research is going to be focusing on.
Ms. Reeve says a typical older Australian has four chronic health conditions and is taking six regular medications, one of which is inappropriate, with a potential harm outweighing any benefits. And it's not an issue just affecting residents in aged care facilities. It's recommended that all Australians, especially older Australians, have their medications reviewed on a regular basis. Nerida Packham is the pharmacist and medicines line manager at NPS Medicine Wise. She says there's a number of things people can do to review their medication usage.
It's really important to have regular reviews with your doctor and also your pharmacist to talk about your medicine, how you're managing with them, whether you're having any side effects, and whether you need to continue all of the medicines that you're taking. It is important to keep a list. That way, if you do find yourself going to hospital, you've got a complete list of your medicines. That can be a paper list in your wallet, or you can use the MedicineWise app to record all the medicines that are prescribed.
It's not just prescription medication that needs to be reviewed, but also over-the-counter medications, supplements and alternative medicines. Withdrawing inappropriate medications is a process that requires expert medical advice. Doctors say suddenly stopping any medication that has been taken for a long time is something that should be done with professional help. The National Policy Manager of Carers Australia, Sue Elderton, says unpaid carers such as family and friends can also play a role in assisting older people and clinicians in monitoring medications.
Not only do they help them monitor their medication usage, but they're also frequently responsible for actually obtaining and administering the medication. They also play a very active role in encouraging compliance with medication. So they're particularly good at recognising adverse side effects as they occur. They're very alert if something's going wrong. Carers who are responsible for this stuff need the same information that's given to the patient by a doctor in a consultation.
And consumers can get free information about prescription, over-the-counter and complementary medicines through NPS Medicine Line. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.